The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Ahoy, and welcome to the Boating Hour with Captain Rick. The Boating Hour brings you the latest and greatest essential information about everything that sails, floats, or motors upon the high seas of Southern California. From land lovers to old salts, there'll be something for everyone. So climb aboard and get ready to sail with Captain Rick.
Ahoy out there and welcome to the Boating Hour. I'm Captain Rick and I want to thank you for joining us here on AM 870. We're here every Saturday at 4 p.m. and please be sure to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com. And now on social media, we're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble, The Boating Hour with Captain Rick. Thanks to our sponsor for our show today for a healthy gut, the best probiotic on the market, Livia One Probiotics, natural, organic, and allergen-free. And on our website, theboatinghour.com, you can click right on Livia One Probiotics. Go directly to their site and order away. Keep this show going. Well, I've got a special guest in here. I got a guest today, Sean from Catalina Crew. Thanks for joining Captain Rick on the Boating Hour.
What's going on? How you doing?
This is really exciting that you've come in studio. I want to introduce you first to my co-host. This is my co-host. He is the Coast Guard Teddy. Coast Guard Teddy Bear.
Ahoy, Coast Guard Teddy.
And, you know, this is interesting because the kids love the teddy bears at Coast Guard functions. Teddy protects children when they sleep at night. So that's Teddy, and this is his, this little Coast Guard is his little baby brother.
Yeah, your beanie baby?
My beanie
I
baby.
I enjoy that.
Yeah, so they're, you know, it's funny because I do periodically when people go to the, don't hear the show, and they go to someone that they hear is on the show, they'll go to the website where you can listen to all our shows, and I'll get these emails. I missed the second half, and you don't let your co-host talk. How come you don't let your co-host talk? Because they haven't seen the picture. It's a teddy bear.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
Tell you, Teddy's dogs and cats, they love me. Sean, I want to start out with, I knew you years ago. Part of the South Coast Corinthian Yacht Club. Have you been to their new club?
Yeah, I actually, when they first launched the new club, I went there. But then I actually dropped out of that club and started my own yacht club.
You know, they've got a very interesting history. Just last week at Westlake Yacht Club, the Southern California, SCYA, Southern California Yachting Association, the Commodore this year is Kathy St. Amant, who is just an amazing sailor, got a wonderful boat. She's very active. She's bringing up the history of yachting and boating in Southern California. She's Commodore this year, and she's part of the South Coast Corinthian Yacht Club. She sailed out of that. She was on the bridge for a while as well. And she's an amazing lady, but she brought the ukulele band. So there's a group at the South Coast Corinthians. They're a fun club, and they have, I think it's every Thursday, they have races, and they have activities throughout the week, and the ukulele group meets. So they were out there. They were the entertainment. It was pretty amazing. So I was at Westlake Yacht Club, so it was pretty exciting. But I met you there years ago, and you were going to Catalina, having fun on the boat, selling T-shirts, and you've turned your company, Catalina Crew. You're now, what, chartering, and you're doing all kinds of stuff. Tell me what Catalina Crew does. Tell me about your chartering, and then let's talk about how you started this company. And, you know, it's a huge success.
Well, before I get into Catalina Crew, actually the first day I was in L.A., I came across the country from New England, and, you know, I had no idea what I was going to do. I actually came across the country with a boat. But I had the idea for Catalina Crew as a clothing line based or a lifestyle brand based on the island of Catalina. But I pulled up into the marina because I came across the country with a small 14-foot Zuma sailboat, if anyone's familiar with that type of boat. And I met you because I needed a place to park it. And I had nowhere to park it. I had just been in L.A. for like an hour. And you, I think it was Thursday night race night or something like that. You guys were having a dinner and you invited me up. And that night I joined the yacht club and had somewhere to park my boat. And then 9 years later, almost, we're here.
Yeah, Wow, it's been that long. I remember that day. And that is one of the friendliest clubs in the marina. They started out with a club. They were on the Santa Monica Pier. Will Rogers and Wiley Post were the founding members.
The guy from Gone with the Wind with his wooden teeth.
That's
he
right.
was a member, too. Clark Gable.
Buddy Hackett was a member. They've had some notable members. Starting out at the Santa Monica Pier at the turn of the century when Marina was built, they built a small little clubhouse. And my family and friends were involved in that and very early on. So I'm going back, you know, quite a ways. But they're still a small club, and they're friendly. They got a beautiful new clubhouse. And
Right across from Trader Joe's where it used to be.
Where it used to be, they put a Trader Joe's there. And Bruce, who you know, who's been instrumental in racing in the marina, I guess they're honoring him at the membership meeting for all his hard work for a lifetime membership at the club. So that's coming up. But if you're within earshot of this, show up to the South Coast Corinthians. They'd love to have you. They got activities throughout the week, a wonderful group. Listen to the Uke Band. You can meet the SCYA Commodore, Kathy St. Amant, and the rest of the crew. So that's pretty exciting. So tell me about that boat. You sailed here on a small boat?
No. So I had a X5 SUV, and it was actually my father's boat. And he was away for the weekend. I'd stopped at my parents' house before I was driving across the country to move to LA with my Husky, who's actually in studio with us right now. And my girlfriend and I actually took the boat because I needed a trailer to put my bike in and to drive across the country. So I showed up. I had nowhere to put the boat, and I was looking for an apartment. Yeah. So I was able to join the club and have a place to store it. But it was cool. My dad actually, he was pissed when he found out I'd stolen the boat. But when he was able to sail it on the East Coast and the West Coast, he was pretty stoked.
Yeah, I imagine. What's your doggy's name?
His name's Logan.
Logan is beautiful. Huskies are fantastic. They're beautiful dogs, very loyal, and very well behaved.
This one is. He's just chillaxing. We grew up with Huskies, and out of the Huskies I've had since I was a kid, he's the best behaved.
All right, let's talk about Catalina Crew.
Okay.
So you started going to Catalina. How did you come up with the idea?
I'd gotten a car accident in Boston. I was laid up, and there's a thing called Vineyard Vines back east. And it's based on Martha's Vineyard. My parents actually met each other in Martha's Vineyard. My dad was there for the summers because my grandfather had a house, and my mother was a nanny.
Okay.
So they met on the vineyard, and then we grew up sailing Block Island Sound, Long Island Sound, in that general vicinity. So I'm laid up 3 months of doing nothing, dealing with my back injury, and I was like, why doesn't Catalina, the island off of Los Angeles, have its own clothing company? And I did some research and background. And they had one called the Catalina Clothing Company, which was like a woman's swimwear, but nothing like distinctive or definitive based on Catalina. So I came up with the idea. We started making T-shirts, and I'm like, I'm going to L.A. So we did. We packed up the car, came out here with no job, credit cards. I had a little bit of money, $5,000. And 9 years later, now we own our own boats. We fix yachts. We captain yachts. I just upgraded to my 200-ton license.
My goodness.
We salvage yachts.
So you're a 200-ton captain.
That's 200.
I'm a 300-pound Lido 14 captain.
There you go. Hey, I picked that up. It's all good. Everything's just about progression. And actually, my mom and my brother moved out here. We'll get to the point. We also do things with autistic charities because my brother has Asperger's. But my mom and brother moved out here because he's actually an anime artist. 2 years ago, my mom's now a dock master in Marina Del Rey.
You know, I'm going to tell this story. I'm in the Coast Guard Auxiliary. I promote the Coast Guard. Of course, the Navy's going to be coming up on some shows. We're going to talk about the hospital ship, the Mercy, down in San Diego, the Armed Service Parade coming up where they feature all the branches. Last year, Coast Guard was the featured branch. So we were having the Coast Guard Auxiliary, the volunteers that assist the Coast Guard and bring boater safety to the community. We also do patrols. We had our Christmas party, and I was talking to your mom. She's now the dock master. And she said, my son's going to come. You may know him. His name is Sean. And when you showed up, I was so excited to see you.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of years. And now you guys are, I guess your mom is the unofficial mayor of Marina Del Rey.
I wouldn't call her the mayor, but hey, if that's a position she can run for, I'm sure she can handle it.
Well, we have honorary mayors there because you guys are instrumental and Marina Del Rey celebrities. You know, are you going to be in the upcoming Christmas boat parade?
We actually won an award in the boat parade.
Oh, let's talk about that.
So we just did the Christmas boat parade. One of the yachts we run is an 85-foot Azmat. We decorated it. We had a live singer. Her name is Melissa Goodwin. She's killer. And we ended up winning best charter, even though we weren't a charter.
Oh, so that's fantastic.
So we did win one of the 14 awards. Yeah, it was pretty cool. We got a $50 gift card. So everyone who put effort into the boat, we can all split that. So that's about $1.50 a piece. So it's all good.
That's fantastic. You know, I'm going to have a nice link and on the website, theboatinghour.com, and I'll put some of this on the social media. What? How do people look at Catalina Crew? What's your website?
So we got catalinacrew.com. Catalina Crew is the Instagram. That's pretty much the only social media one I go on is Instagram. But we have all of them, TikTok and Facebook and whatnot. We got to get one of those, what do they call them, social media directors?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm too busy doing stuff to be posting on the internet. But we got some cool stuff, and that's pretty much where you get the Catalina Crew information. But what we're doing right now is we started as a clothing company or a clothing idea concept, and I need to make money. So I bought my dad a boat in Marina Del Rey. So now 8 years ago, we bought him a sailboat, a Rawson, 1960 Rawson 30. Okay. And no one knew how to fix it. I called like 30 guys. They'd show up and need a new transmission because the bell housing had cracked. And I didn't go to school to be a boat mechanic, but we had grown up where we fixed our own things and whatnot. And point of the story is we fixed the boat ourselves. And I looked around and there's 5,500, 6,000 boats. And I go, there's too much money on the bone to not be doing this. So we bought a Sprinter van and put up a Craigslist post and started fixing boats. And I hired this guy, Jay, who's he was in his 70s at that point. Now he's almost 80. And this guy's lost more knowledge than most people have retained. And he just liked working with me, and it got him away from his wife, so he enjoyed that. So I've learned a lot from him.
We got to get him on the show. That's a common story. I've met quite a few people at the various, and I travel with my work and with friends around Southern California. That's the idea of the show, to promote the sailing and boating activities at the marinas and at the clubs, especially the youth programs. I really am trying to push a lot of the youth programs. By the way, Santa Monica Windjammers Yacht Club coming up is the Super Bowl Regatta the week before the Super Bowl. And they got to get about 90 boats out there. And they've got a lot of kids. Most of them, about 70 of the 90 boats are youth boats, including little kids that are in the opties inside the harbor. So the Santa Monica Windjammers Yacht Club has amazing youth programs. All the clubs out there have a youth program. The club we're talking about, they finally have an amazing youth program at South Coast Corinthian. These guys are selling dinghies, and there's about half a dozen kids, very competitive. Of course, Del Rey Yacht Club. You heard about the fire at Santa Monica, Cal Yacht Club.
Yeah, California Yacht Club had a fire.
Oh, it was awful, but the boats and the around the facility are intact. And hopefully they're going to rebuild the building and fix it, because that's an iconic club. It's been around, huge legacy. Well, if you're just joining us now, you're listening to the Boating Hour, and I'm Captain Rick. I'm here every Saturday at 4 p.m. Please be sure to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com, where you can listen to our podcasts and link to our many guests. And for a healthy gut, the best probiotic that exists, Livia One, natural, organic, and allergen-free. And we're going to talk about race committee and regatta chairs and event coordinators, because if you need volunteers, helpers for your event, no matter how large or small, we can help, whether on land or sea. Contact Captain Rick at theboatinghour.com. We'll come out with our new sponsor, Raycom. Raycom has two-way radios, so you don't have the problems of dropped zones and dead batteries and two-way communication for your events, your regattas, anything that you need. Raycom, I'll come out there, supply the radios, bring my camera, take pictures. Something I always like to do, Sean, is I race. I think I have the most fifth place awards in all of boating history.
That's like getting a participation trophy.
But you know what? You don't get a trophy. You get you're acknowledged for first, second, and third. So first, second, and third, I'll never forget. In my Cal 20, I was with a good buddy, a boat that really shouldn't be out there in big wind, and I was able to go above hull speed, and I won that race.
Mm-hmm.
And they called the race back because one of the buoys had blown away. And they took my...
Sounds like a technicality.
Oh, my goodness. It was so disappointing. A Cal 20, we had all these boats. They were so pissed that we were just on fire that day, and everything was in our favor. And halfway in the race, one of the Mark Set buoys actually lifted out and blew away. It's one that's anchored out there. So, but yeah, it's a lot of fun. So I love the races. California Yacht Club's going to continue their Wednesday night series. You know, every marina has a club that has weekly races, periodic races, sometimes annual races. Every club has one. And, you know, you don't have to be a member of a club. Just walk on in. They'd love to have you. Get your kids involved in the program. So we talk a lot about that. All right, let's go back to Catalina Crew. So tell us about your boats, about your charter. It's just CatalinaCrew.com, right? That's it?
CatalinaCrew.com. Correct. Yeah.
So tell us about the boats you have, the kind of charters. Tell me a couple of fun stories, maybe a horror story or two. And tell us what you do and about your boats and some of the guests that you have.
Yeah, we've had a lot of celebrities on boats. I'm not going to name drop any of those like that. But yeah, we've had some, there's been some crazy instances too. Like there's, you got a book just based on some of these wild charters.
Okay.
Where, you know, NDAs are signed and people aren't on their best behavior, as you would say. But so the boats I have now, we traded that. So story back to that Rossin that we got my dad. My dad's dream boat was a trawler. So randomly we came across the Californian trawler the guy wanted to trade. So I traded the Californian trawler that needed work for our Rossin. And now we still have the trawler. We redid it, rebuilt the motors, whatnot. We've had huge parties on that boat the last 6 years. I also have a 28-foot center console catamaran with twin 200s we use for as a private ferry for people to take back and forth to the island. It'll get you from Marina Del Rey to two harbors in less than an hour, and a little over an hour to Avalon from Marina Del Rey, up to eight guests. And we also have a Duffy.
Oh, you got a Duffy?
Yeah, we have a Duffy, and we use that for a lot of bachelorette parties. Honestly, I've seen more twerking on the Duffy than I've actually seen on the 85-foot yacht.
No.
Gets wild on the Duffy. The bachelorette parties, I'm telling you, when those girls get after it, they go hard.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very close to some very good friends. I'll be working very closely with them up in Ventura, Oxnard and Ventura. The new Duffy boats and they Paradise Boats.
Mm-hmm.
And Howard and Chrissy run that, and they fix the Duffys. They sell the Duffy. They're the new dealers out there.
Okay.
I'm going to do a whole show on them coming up. I'd love to get Duffy. Duffy's an iconic legend, and he was the first, you know, real popular electric boat all over the country.
Was he the mayor of Newport, too, at some point?
You know, that
I've heard that through the grapevine. That might just be his lore or a story. That's,
you know, I'm going to find out, maybe, because a lot of these marinas, people are so active and so popular, so well-known, they become unofficial mayors. But he might have actually been a mayor. Well, wasn't Clint Eastwood a mayor one time of his town?
I think he's the mayor of Carmel or whatnot. I think
Goodness. So Josh, was he the mayor of what, Carmel?
Carmel is correct, yeah.
Oh, no kidding. All right. I didn't know that. So interesting. Yeah, we're gonna do a whole show.
Well, did you actually the handle called Qualified Captain, the Instagram handle?
No,
where
I don't
just
know
like
that.
People doing it's just mistake it's almost like America's Home Videos on Instagram for people like what not to do on boats. And actually, during Labor Day weekend in Marina Del Rey, there was some girl in a Duffy, you know, drinking, partying, whatever. She fell off the front, and the video went viral.
Oh, really?
So that's if you look that up on Qualified, you know what twerking on a Duffy is.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. There's small electric boats. And
we don't let people drive the Duffy personally just because of liability issues. So there's always a captain that comes with. Just so they can have a good time. The boat is safe. The other boats in the harbor are safe. Everything's safe.
Have you done weddings?
We've filmed some weddings.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We've done everything from filming movies to commercials to anything marine related. We've done ashes. Actually, my father passed away in 2019, and we actually used the club cannon from South Coast Corinthians. We went out on my trawler with other boats. It was like a paddle out. With boats, and we blew his ashes out of a cannon with my mom's father, my grandfather, and we drone filmed it, and we actually made a video montage.
I'd like to see that. You know, I knew Terry Stringfellow very well. South Coast Corinthians had a weekend Bakersfield contingency, we called it, and they all came down, got off work early, and came down from Bakersfield, and they had boats in Marina Del Rey and hung out all weekend long. Terry Stringfellow built that cannon.
Okay.
And he built it for a guy named David Hayes. David Hayes was a longtime member of South Coast, and he has a beautiful, he donated a dolly, I think it is, an amazing, a painting that's featured at the South Coast Corinthian. And Terry built that because Dave Hayes, he originally wanted to do a Viking funeral. You know what that is?
No.
Viking funerals.
I can guess. But...
Well, they wrap you up in the sail. and then they push your boat out to sea, and then they burn the boat.
Yeah.
That's what the Viking...
Some, like, Star Wars type thing?
Yeah, but you can't do a Viking funeral, so what they would do...
Like Darth Vader?
Yeah, so he actually built that cannon, and so that was a car... And as a matter of fact, it's built, so you take a one-liter plastic, you know, soda bottle, cut it in half, and then you put the ash in there, and then there's a whole thing behind it, but they blow that cannon off... it's on wood, and there's wooden wheels, and one part of the wooden wheel's flat, so it could go on the bow of a boat.
Yeah.
So that's how it was built, and they've done a few, and one of the legends that runs the club and really instrumental in growing the club, Stu Coleman, takes people out and does burials at seas as well. But we did that in the early days. It was a lot of fun. So, yeah, that's amazing that you did that.
Well, no, and Trevor, he's the resident Rhodesian of South Coast yes. Corinthians Yacht Club. He was the cannoneer. And, people said I couldn't do it, so we did it. And, everyone enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's interesting.
We keyed up some Tracy Chapman to the video and edited it together, and it came out pretty good.
God, that's exciting. That really is a special club. You know, I'm still a member. But, you know, I've been so busy traveling up and down and going to all kinds of places. But, you know, they built a new clubhouse. They had a very difficult time when they redid that entire marina, that whole G Basin. It was built in the early 60s, and they never – I don't think they did any maintenance on it for 50 years. So it really was destroyed. Now it's a beautiful area, and their REI is there.
Yeah, REI. To get your overpriced goods,
yes,
go to
of
REI.
Course. It's fun to go in there.
Join the
shop.
Co-op for $10,000.
Yeah, exactly. You know, REI.
If you want a $25,000 kayak that'll sit in your garage for the rest of your life, go to REI.
You know, we had a at the South Coast where they took one of the boats, put it on a trailer in the middle of the party. They tented and put ice in the boat, and that was where all the beer and.
Yeah,
and the sodas were that was pretty funny. So I think I think REI should buy a boat.
Well, I think that was supposed to be a West Marine, and then somehow that fell through, and then that
yes.
building was vacant for a while, and then REI stepped it up, and now they're in there.
West Marine, yeah, they're you know the growing pains, the difficulty people had during the lockdowns. So yeah, there was supposed to be a West Marine. It was built for them.
Well, West Marine shouldn't be losing any money at the prices they charge.
West Marine is actually doing real well. West Marine sold. The family that started, I used to like the catalog that they put out. Every year they put out a catalog.
Yeah.
And in the beginning of every section, like electrical or whatever it may be, they had a whole education. It was a knowledge. I would rip those out at the end of the year and put it in a folder. And the family used to do projects. They would build boats, and they would talk about the process. They sold the business, and they're keeping the business intact. So that's pretty amazing. Sean, I've barely scratched the surface. There's more to talk Ooh. About. Can you come back in next week?
I can come back in anytime.
Because I'm actually got an amazing call from a guy in Hawaii. He's kind of an entrepreneur like you. So anything before we close? Because we're running out of time.
Well, one thing I was back to the West Marine. I remember when growing up, we had our boat in Watchell, Rhode Island, a Bristol sailboat. Me, my grandfather, and father would always go to Boater's World, and then West Marine acquired them.
They
back
did.
In the day.
And Boater's World was part of
Boater's World was the one. That's where I got my first wakeboard. And actually, what I'm thinking about doing is wakeboarding straight from Marina Del Rey all the way to Catalina behind a boat.
Oh my!
Continuously.
Goodness.
We were talking about that for a charity thing because, like I said, back to the question, and we're actually working with one of the biggest autistic charities because my little brother has Asperger's, and his anime strip is called Tamashii, if anyone wants to look it up. But we're trying to raise a little bit of money and awareness, but we can...
All right, you know what? Come back and let's talk about it next week because I know they do have a paddle board from Redondo Beach to Catalina, and I'd love to work with you on that event. Well, that's all the time that we have for you today. Hope you enjoyed our show. As always, we're so very fortunate to have such wonderful and exciting guests, and I want to thank our in-studio guest, Sean, from CatalinaCrew.com. Let's not forget the Coasties, protecting our waters, America's lifesavers and guardians of the sea. Be sure to find us and subscribe on social media, YouTube, Instagram, Rumble, and Facebook, The Boating Hour with Captain Rick. Remember, if you do it right and follow the guidelines and all the safety precautions, there's no place like being out on the water in the fresh air and sunshine in beautiful, sunny Southern California. And race committee, regatta chairs, and all event coordinators at land or sea, let us know if you need us to come out and help. We'll feature your event on the show. We'll come out with radios. I'll come out with my camera and help your event coordinators. So Raycom radios, two-way radios with no drop zones or battery problems, and coverage throughout Southern California. Here at the Boating Hour with Captain Rick, we cover everything that sails, motors, and floats from San Diego to Santa Barbara. Thanks for being with us today. Please be sure to join us next week and every Saturday at 4 p.m. on AM 870. And thanks to our sponsor for the show today, for a healthy gut, Livia One Probiotics. Don't forget to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com. Now all over social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Rumble. Keep your emails coming. This is Captain Rick saying ahoy and fair winds all.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.